Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon on Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside. Happy Wednesday. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Well-dressed hobo.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, yes, the band is all back together, except I want to have a big announcement here. Harmon and Justin, you know, both signed off on this. They know. I want to welcome a brand new employee to the show with us tonight, taking over the job, our new technical director. You know, you as Alec, I'm sorry, I met you once before the show. Alec is your name?
Yes, Alec with a C.
Alec with a C. Welcome back, Alec. Alec, your last name is?
Tickert.
Was seduced and murdered by the dark side.
Very nice. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're here. You know, the last guy was just okay. So I'm hopeful that you can, you know, kind of really step up from here.
Well, I did go for a training course with him, and he didn't know what he was telling me, so this should be easy.
Okay, very good, very good. There is a music rules on the show,
okay.
I hope you know. There's some groups we don't play.
Like what?
But I'll send you an email with that. But,
okay.
Tears for Fears is definitively, we don't play them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we don't do that.
So, that's a great band.
Welcome. Well, welcome again, and we'll talk about that. Alec, right?
Alec with a C.
Alec, right? Alec with a C. Very good. All right. So we're all back, Harmon. We're all back.
And it's kind of a big deal.
If we were the Rangers Devils, we would have started fighting as soon as the show opened.
Well, I think we did. I think you were throwing blows immediately because, as you said that, you know, and welcoming Alec in, it felt like you were doing a Stone Cold Steve Austin double bird and then smashing a couple of beers over your head. So you got that. Hey, by the way, today is another momentous day. The White Sox and Mets did not lose.
No.
Again.
Another day.
One
another
didn't play.
Day.
Look neither of them.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. It's just they don't lose on the same
that's
day.
Right.
It doesn't matter how.
So that's two of our 10 already used up.
Doesn't matter how. This is just how it goes.
What a great day.
Jason, the way you introduced the new guy, you have him as Kyrus's boss.
Oh, well, I think he is now. I think he is coming in.
I am, actually.
I think he is. Yes. Alec, I heard a lot about him. I heard he does pretty good work, and he will focus on the job, unlike the last guy who would, you know, spend his time doing the show and doing his podcast work for the Anime podcast that he does. So
I did hear about that. Jane Ramos had good things to say about him, too.
Yeah, I just want to make sure you know that, you know, that this is your priority, and then that's
okay. Thank you.
Where I work. Okay.
Allegedly.
Listen, yes, Stephon Diggs got traded today. We'll get to that load of crap in 15 minutes. Okay, we have two amazingly fun stories that we want to start with tonight. And first, I was going to, but no, let's lead up to the football one for a couple minutes.
Okay.
This is a slapshot moment, and I mean the movie Slapshot moment, come to life. You wonder, why is hockey trending?
You might have to explain to millennials what Slapshot is at this point.
Slapshot was a movie in the 1970s about hockey that focused on a past his prime star in Paul Newman, who integrated three roughnecks into his team in Syracuse, you know, in Charleston. Their arch rival was Syracuse. And the Hanson brothers became huge movie heroes because all they would do was fight. They would fight before the games. They would fight the other team. They would fight the other team when the puck dropped. They would fight at the whistle. It didn't matter. And this was one of those moments come to life tonight because right before the puck dropped between the Rangers and the Devils, and, you know, everybody knew this was coming. Matt Rempe is a forward for the Rangers who has a bad history with the Devils. A couple of guys got hurt in the last couple of games they played. One defenseman for the Devils got a concussion during their last game. So they knew this game was coming. There was going to be retribution. So everybody was lined up to drop the puck. And even the announcers know we're not starting the game. There's going to be a fight right off the jump. And take a listen, because this is what happened.
Main event to open the hockey game. Both sides. Lazar went the other side as well. Jimmy Vesey and Lazar. Gaudreau has dropped him with Kevin Ball as well. Now it's 5-on-5.
They're all fighting.
McDermott and Rempe exchanging blows. But everybody has gloves off at the Garden.
Now the overhead view.
John Marino, there's only four officials. There's five fights. They're trying to break up what they can.
Okay, that's my favorite part right there.
Still throwing.
That's my favorite part. There's four officials and there's five fights.
Got the better
fights.
John Marino down on the other end as McDermott still feeding rights to Rempe.
Hugging the buckets?
This was absolutely
the other four are all
insane.
Done. The main event's still going.
It's unbelievable. Holy jump, and what a start to this one right here. But McDermott's got it.
This is a marathon between Rempe and McDermott.
Rempe's visor down.
TNT on the call.
That might have been one of the longest fights ever, though.
I mean, it was long. It was about a minute. Well, I think that the officials knew, okay, Rempe's passed with the Devils. We have to wind up letting – we got to let this go so we can have a game, right? We can't just break it up because then everybody's not going to have their emotions out. We got to have a game. So they let that fight go.
But they broke it up before they got the final man down.
No, and everybody
What about
knew.
The goalies, slackers?
He just can't. We're all going to fight.
Let's go.
We are all going to fight. Now, the goalie's not, okay, well, we want to play, and we have a long game to go, so the goalies, we're going to be cool, right? We're going to be like two little Fonzie, but everybody else is going to fight. Everybody else fights. It's insane. And I think my favorite part was that Rempe knows that we're going to fight right. He wouldn't even get down in his stand, you know, because most players, you know, obviously when the puck drops, you're down. So when the puck comes, you're already in a position to get the puck. No, he's standing up going, I'm not losing anything. I'm standing up ready to throw punches as soon as they drop the puck. This was insane. You could hear the emotion. You could feel the excitement. Everybody knew this fight was going to happen. And look, you and me, look, we're big hockey fans, big hockey purists, and I know the only time people really talk about it is, oh, the fighting in the game has to go. No, fighting is a way that hockey has policed itself for a long time, right? That's just the way it does. It's unwritten rules like Major League Baseball. Baseball's policed itself when pitchers throw at hitters, and this is how it goes. And this is one of those moments that I got caught. It was exciting. It was amazing. I'm trying to watch all the fights at once, And you hear, okay, there's four officials and there's five fights. What are you really going to do? You're outmanned. I mean, you're outmanned. You got four. Okay. And at best, one guy can break up one fight at best. And now you have five fights happening, which is probably why another reason why the Rempe fight went so long.
Well, the best of it, though, right, is he skates from the center circle, goes finds his opponent. And the other guy lining up for the face-off is like, all right, I guess I'm going to skate. All right, I guess I'm getting into it, too. And then all of a sudden, you see gloves and sticks everywhere. And chaos ensues. Like, the crowd is stunned. They don't even know how to respond. First, like, what the hell is going on?
They know there's going to be. They thought there was only going to be one fight.
Right.
They
thought,
okay, Rempe's going to fight because this is how it goes when you have an antagonistic player, and there needs to be some kind of repercussions. And okay, you know that, but there's going to be five. Like, no, I think, no, like, even the announcers, like, yeah, here our main event's going to start. That's all before the puck dropped. Like, the ref is ready to drop the puck. He knows there's going to be a fight. We're not going to play, but instead, you went 5-on-5.
Yeah, best meme to come out of this one. Is, of course, a shot of the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Here's the Rangers and Devils right now. Ring the bell.
I mean, it was insane. It was the same. It was just watching. Okay, I told you about the energy you could feel through the TV for Iowa LSU.
Oh, sure.
I felt that same energy through the TV for Rangers Devils. I'm watching. Oh, my God. You could feel it coming. Where everybody's going nuts. They're yelling. They want blood. You know, there's going to be a fight. I'm like, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's like something straight out of Halloween 3. You could feel that energy straight through your TV set.
Man. Now, if that was the only story we had to start, but no. There's another story pushing Stephon Diggs another few minutes.
No, can we play it again?
No,
I'm kidding.
No, it was good audio. It was good to get that audio in.
It was great. I mean, it was great. I mean, when you hear the guy say, okay, here's the main event. Okay, four referees, five fights. Here we go. My favorite story of the day involves somebody who nobody knew his name outside of Dallas until today. The mayor of Dallas, Eric Johnson, served as mayor of Dallas since 2019. He found himself, well, I want to say if this was a movie, Jerry Jones would have people finding him right now. We brought you the story last night that the Chiefs and Royals are looking for some kind of new stadium deal in Kansas City. And the proposal was, okay, the Chiefs were going to front a lot of the money, but they were going to need a lot of public money as well. And that referendum did not pass. Like 58% said, no, we're not funding money for a sports arena. 58-42. So now the Chiefs are stuck. Eric Johnson says today he wants the Chiefs to join the Cowboys in Dallas, saying how we can support a second NFL team. Now, he has said this for a couple of years. Hey, if you want to expand, Dallas should get the next team. Dallas should get expansion, all this stuff. And then he comes out today, yeah, let's bring the Chiefs in with a Super Bowl champion and the most popular player in the league. Jerry Jones must want to kill this guy. I wanted to be a fly on the wall when Jerry Jones is in his office. Someone comes in and says, hey, Jerry, did you hear what Mayor Johnson said today? No. What was it? What? Are we going to get a new sponsor? What's happening? No, he said he wants the Chiefs to move to Dallas and be the second NFL team. What? Like in public? Like said that to people? Like that actually not like a fake internet story? That's like a real story. And want to come here and just take some of my money, take some of the Cowboys' popularity. You know what I'm trying to sign Dak or get rid of Dak. This is real. Hang on, I got to get on the bat phone. I got to get on Steven. We got to call some guys. We got to pay a visit to this guy. I mean, Jerry Jones must want to just kill him.
I loved his tweet. Welcome home, Dallas Texans.
Oh, my goodness.
Right? Because, I mean, he was reaching back to the history. So going to where, you know, the Chiefs once upon a time in Dallas, going back some 60 years at this point. But the quote is great. As I've said previously, our market is big enough, growing enough, and loves football more than enough to support a second NFL team. Especially a franchise and an owner with deep roots here. But yes, the live look in on Jerry Jones would have been priceless.
This guy's going to go missing, by the way.
I mean,
when's his next election?
You don't think Jerry's like out in the bushes with binoculars following this guy?
No. This is like in the movies where the mayor comes out of his office and all of a sudden a big black car pulls up and the door opens and these two big guys get out and Jerry just says, Mayor, why don't you come in here and take a ride? No, I'm good. I didn't ask. And you know, the big guys kind of usher him in, and he goes on the ride, not knowing, what are they doing? They're taking me somewhere. Am I going to survive this? And that's a car ride that Jerry Jones has with the Dallas.
The knock at the door. Who's there? Hired goons. What?
Oh my goodness! I mean, I can't. Oof. Jerry. Okay, now obviously we're having fun with this. This is, you know, we're not. Obviously we're having fun with this story. But I mean, Jerry Jones. He must be like, what is this guy doing? What does he mean? We want another team in Dallas. If another team comes to Dallas, then I get less money. And that's less. I got to see Dallas Texans and Chiefs jerseys around it. Not like this is going to happen, but still, here's the mayor of Dallas saying, yeah, we're sick of the Cowboys and all their losing. We're sick of them not able to win for 35 years. Let's bring the Super Bowl champions into town.
But on the same day, it's also the, hey, people are starting to like the Texans. This sucks. If you're Jerry Jones, you're in a world of hurt right now. They've devalued the Jerry Buck. There's no market for Cowboys bees anymore.
The Jerry Buck is trading in Dallas. We had a great rate right now. It's a 10% over the dollar. You know what happens if you come, because you can't sell Chiefs Bucks. Like, that's just not going to, with a picture with Andy Reid on the front, no, not going to do it.
Yeah, but think if they get the licensing rights from Taylor Swift, it's over.
If Travis Kelce
could get her to sign away some rights for merchandise and you know, Taylor Bucks, it's all done.
Yeah. I mean, maybe, but you think they'd have to take the Royals too?
Right now you take it though with Bobby Witt. You got a guy to sell. He was a 30-30 guy last year. Rising star, friend of the people.
I mean, this is just insane.
Jason, you think I'm kidding when I say this guy's going to go missing.
No, he's not. He's the mayor. Come on. I mean,
you're trying to take money away from the Joneses?
I think, listen,
this is a whole extra season of Dallas.
I know I'm watching too much Bosch, which is how I see, because this happens a lot. But I mean, just this story. Yeah, hey, we want another team, or we want an NFL team in Dallas. We're sick of not having an NFL team here. They haven't won in 35 years.
We want another one back. Look, at least he didn't put a picture of the ring up there going, and we'd at least have a good team.
He just superimposes Mahomes' head over the Cowboys star. Hey, wouldn't it be nice to have this guy back in town?
That's it.
Exit out Montefresca, exit Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon.
All about fighting.
.com studios. Just like in basketball, successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what sets them apart from the rest. So lace up your sneakers and head to your local Tractor Supply store today.
It was five for fighting, TJ.
Coming up next, TJ, clearly, Houston is now Digstown, much like it was for Luke Gossett Jr. in memoriam a week ago. The big trade in the NFL from today, Stephon Diggs goes to Houston. We break it down. Who really won that trade? That's next right here. Jason and Mike, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Your podcast.
He's got a family, Tyshirt.
The guy goes away for 2 weeks, works on different shows, goes on vacation. No, we're coming back. First night back, 20 minutes in, we got Tears for Fears.
The family is back together. This is how you get a party going. No. You get a song that, you know, gets everybody a little rump shaking or gets the blood boiling.
No, it does. This song does none of those things.
Sure it does. Are you not bobbing along?
Really? 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 Really, you're bopping along to Tears for Fears, you?
I'm all about positivity. What are you talking about?
No, just don't lie.
I'm the happiest damn person in the world.
Okay, now you're lying again.
Because I made it to another day.
You're lying about everything now. You've lied to me. You haven't told the truth yet tonight. You don't bop along to that song. You're just lying. Well, I will say, you probably are happy the White Sox did not lose tonight. So I will say is that. That is probably
And it snowed in Chicago?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it is. That it will. But you don't bop along to. There's not a song to bop along to. That's one of those, hey, it's a serious song. You know, you got to think about the lyrics and understand. You know, you're not bopping along. You know, they're not playing Skater Boy or Mbop.
No, I don't like Skater Boy.
Bop along to.
But like, I would say this. Like, the one thing I also learned from my social media is I got to figure out a way to get in the inner circle of Mario Lopez. Because, like, the guy's living right. Because he goes to Chicago and he's shooting one of these, you know, Hallmark or whatever, Christmas movies. And then it snowed for them while they were there. I mean, come on.
I know all that. Hey, can we take back the rented snow machines? Because it's snowing. We're good.
It's actually snowy. We don't need to put it in post.
It looks really good. I love this. This looks fantastic.
There you go.
The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. We are live, as always, from the TireRack.com studios. Just like in basketball, successful game plan starts with the right players. A team at Tractor Supply brings heart and hustle, and that's what sets them apart from the rest. So lace up your sneakers, head to your local Tractor Supply store today. Big trade in the NFL. I know we had to start. We had to have that tension breaker with the Dallas mayor who wants the Chiefs to come play.
Well, it's all about fighting, yeah.
And we had to have the Rangers Devils fight. Now we get to serious. It's a big. It is a big deal today. Stephon Diggs is traded from the Bills to the Houston Texans for draft pick compensation. Basically, here's how it works. The Bills get a second-round pick in exchange for Diggs, a sixth-round pick, and a 2025 fifth-round pick. This is a pick the Texans got last month from the Vikings when they traded, made a trade. Edwards. So this is what the Bills are getting. The Bills are getting a second-round pick, and they're giving up a sixth-round pick and a fifth-round pick. So this is what it is. The Bills get a really good pick. They trade away Stephon Diggs, and they trade away a couple of late-round selections. This trade comes a day after Diggs responded with a "you sure" to a social media user's post that said he wasn't essential to Josh Allen's success. And Diggs puts up the "you sure" a day later. Stephon Diggs is traded. First things first. This was coming. It was coming since last year when Sean McDermott tried to stand in front of everybody and say, "No, everything's fine. I don't know why. It's no big deal that Stephon Diggs is not a day one of training camp. It's a thing. It's fine. He's going to play. He's going to." And we knew there was something, whether it was money, whether it was unhappiness, and you knew this was going to be something that played out. Everything wasn't sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows in Buffalo, and you knew, we talked about it, this is probably going to be Stephon Diggs' last year in Buffalo. But I really thought they had figured it out, and okay, he's going to wind up staying because this trade is in April. Yes, I know we're going into the draft is fine, but I got to think that if something didn't come to a head, you wanted to make this trade at the beginning of free agency because you want to be able to go out there and get a wide receiver because you have nobody now. Like, really, you have one player that caught a pass at wide receiver last year for the Bills. You have absolutely no. You lost Gabe Davis. You traded Stephon Diggs. So I'm sure something happened in recent days that made it completely untenable, and they said, okay, we're moving on from Stephon Diggs. And yes, they're probably going to draft a wide receiver, but I got to think that this was something they would rather have done at the start of free agency because, hey, you would have been able to move Stephon Diggs. You would have gotten a deal like this, and you would have been able to say, okay, we'll go get somebody. We talked about Tyler Boyd being a Chief last night. Bills may beat him to it.
That's right.
The Rashee Rice thing is going to force, hey, that's going to push the Chiefs to go get him because I can't believe Tyler Boyd is still on the market. It may push the Bills to the front of that line and say, hold on. We need you more because we need somebody that can actually catch a football. So I got to think that something happened in the last few days that said, okay, this is no longer something that can happen. Stephon Diggs is unhappy. The team is unhappy. Everybody signed off on it, and we trade Stephon Diggs.
I've been salty for a while. It's something we chronicled throughout the season, right? His usage, the change of offensive coordinators, what Joe Brady did, and you look at the targets per game and pushing the ball his way as opposed to spreading it around. And Josh Allen, make no mistake about it, I'm sure was consulted, but they also looked at things. And it's just like the Russell Wilson bottom line in Denver when you say, you know what, we're going to eat a lot of money, but it's good. Be done with it. And that's the same thing here with Stephon Diggs. You're talking over $31 million in dead cap for this year. Just to say, all right, it's done. We're not going into the rest of this offseason with this hanging over us, whatever that malcontentedness was. And look, that goes back to his time in Minnesota. Like, we've seen this before, right? It's the repeat actions. If someone shows you who they are, believe them kind of thing. And this kind of festered behind the scenes. Now, it would be cool if it came out that Haley Steinfeld finally just said, this is not good for Josh Allen and needed the change. Just thought I'd try to get her some love.
You're putting Haley Steinfeld in there saying, yeah, you know what? I don't like that Stephon Diggs guy. We need a trade.
He's making my offseason and my vacations uncomfortable. Josh can't relax.
What do you mean we need a trade? You heard me, Josh. We need this trade. Okay, I'll call Brandon Bean.
The invisible hand of it all. We talked about it yesterday, the invisible hand, Adam Smith economics. But, you know, here now you've got you've reconstituted your roster to a degree. You got a couple of good pass-catching tight ends. You found your running back. But what do you got, Khalil Shakir?
That's it.
Who's shy, showing a little bit at
him
times.
Him and James Lofton. They're the only ones nicely who caught done. A pass last year.
Oh, I like that. That's good. But now it's between the draft and looking around, Brandon Ayuk, that you could go find another wide receiver to bring in.
Now, look, first things first with this trade here. Let's listen to Brandon Bean, Bills GM, talking about the timing, the trade, and Stephon Diggs, who is now a member of the Houston Texans.
I mean, are we better today? Probably not. Yeah, it's a work in progress, and we're going to continue to work on that. I would just hope that people know I'm as competitive as hell, and I ain't giving in, and we're gonna work through this, and we're gonna continue to look. And I'm confident in the guys we have on the roster, and I'm confident, the staff we have upstairs that helps me that. We'll continue to find pieces to add, and that we'll be ready to roll when it comes time in September.
Okay, you can't tell me you're confident in guys on the roster because you have no wide receivers on the roster. There is none. Look, you hear
Well, I mean, there are guys that are listed at wide receiver. Yeah, I mean, the depth chart is filled.
Hey, look who's there. Hey, Stonehands from Necessary Roughness
wow.
is on the roster.
Wow, what are you doing?
But look, you can tell right there, are we better today than we were yesterday? No. This is what tells me that it didn't work because you don't want to make this trade when you can't replace him. Because the first thing I'm going to tell you about this trade, first reaction – the Bills are in some serious trouble, man. They are in some serious trouble. And their stat, I told you, the window for the Bills was closing, and this might shut it entirely until they can reboot this team. Because they're trying to reboot on the fly, right? Because you got Josh Allen, who's 27, a bigger quarterback, takes a lot of hits. How much more time does he have in his prime? But let's give him another 5 years, right? Let's say another 5 years before he winds up breaking down a little bit. This is horrible because you can't sit here and tell me, hey, this is Josh Allen's a great quarterback. I just watched Josh Allen fall short of the Super Bowl his entire career when he has had incredible weapons around him. When he has had Stephon Diggs for the past 4 years, who at worst was one of the top three receivers in all of the NFL. He fell off last year. That's a point for later on. But they fell short. They didn't have enough when they had Stephon Diggs. Suddenly you're telling me they're going to be better with Stephon Diggs gone and no wide receivers? I mean, seriously, Khalil Shakir is the only guy. Yes, I love
Well, they brought
Dalton
in Curtis
DK.
Samuel,
I
62
love
catches
DK,
last
right?
year.
Yeah, but he's kind of a gadget guy, right? Curtis Samuel is great if he's your number three receiver
but
or your number four
I mean,
four
he's number
guy.
Two, number three guy. Yeah.
Right, but you don't have a top two. And if you can't sit here and tell me, oh, but it's all about the quarterback, when I just watch a quarterback without great weapons fall short, right? I watch him with that. And now you're telling me suddenly the team is going to be better because we don't have Stephon Diggs. I don't care what kind of headache the guy was. For the vast majority of his career, it was 110 catches a year. It was double-digit touchdowns. It was Stephon Diggs was the guy that Josh Allen went to all the time. There's a reason why they won games, and it was that connection with Stephon Diggs. And I know how good a player Josh Allen is, but to sit here and say, oh, they're reloaded. No, the Bills are in some serious trouble, man. And this window, I mean, it's now, I'm thinking the Jets can win the AFC East now. I'm really thinking we can, because who knows what's going to happen with the Dolphins. They decided to let everybody go in free agency. They're feeling like it's a gap year for them because it's like, yeah, we're not going to sign guys. Wait, but didn't you have the best offense in the game, and weren't you?
Now it's the time to rise again for the Patriots.
Wait, what? I mean, they're starting over. I'm thinking the Jets can win the division now. Like I'm really thinking. Look how fast I've gone from I can't get excited to now I think the Jets can win the division.
I'm just going to ask this question though, right? Obviously, we're not in the locker room. You read between the lines, and we saw many stories and leaks throughout the year. Like at some point, even though he had his 107 catches, 1,100 yards, and 8 touchdowns, he still thought he was grossly underutilized and was evidently that big a pain in the ass in the locker room that you're willing to take a $31 million dead cap charge. Think about that for a sec. A wide receiver, and you're willing to take that heavy a charge with the roster that you've got assembled? Yeah, That tells me that they're okay in the locker room saying, you know what, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, no, it's great to say we'll figure it out. And he probably did need to go, and I'm not saying that. And I always like the getting rid of a guy a year earlier than a year later. And like I said, that's part of a different conversation. But you're looking at a team right now that you have nobody. You have nobody. You have a good tight end, and I love Dalton Kincaid, and he really came on last year. And James Cook became one of the best running backs. Okay, that's great. But still, this is a Bills team that pushes the ball down the field, and they need to throw the football. And Josh Allen threw the football great when he had Stephon Diggs. Was it enough? It was not enough. We saw this last 4 years. It was not enough. And so now you've taken all those weapons away, saying, now we're going to reboot on the fly, and the guys we're going to bring in are going to be better. That's, I mean, that doesn't work. It does. The whole philosophy of Josh Allen is great. He didn't just get greater today because you traded Stephon Diggs. He's only greater because you say, hey, we traded Stephon Diggs, so he's got no choice but to be great. No, I think we've seen the best of Josh Allen. We've seen the best of him, and what we're going to see the next couple of years is continued the level he's played at the last few years, and then we're going to see him slowly start to downsize a little bit because that's what happens with bigger quarterbacks. So just because you want Josh Allen Allen to say, oh, he's going to be. No, I've seen him. I've seen him fall short. I've seen him not figure it out when you have one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. I get the whole philosophy of we had to move on from him. I get it. But you're doing it now when you could have gotten wide receivers. You could have brought in a couple of guys in the beginning of free agency and paid some money to. And at least you would have looked a little bit better. Now you're saying, okay, we're gonna get all our wide receivers in the draft. Really, that's going to work for you? We're going to go wide receiver all the way through, every single pick. I don't get it. I don't get the Bills' plan here. This was bad timing, and to try to say we're going to take the most important room on the team that we have to fill, and we're going to do it all through the draft, how's that going to work, man?
Wide receivers Jets. In the draft.
Jets.
There are plenty of disgruntled wide receivers looking for new homes or new contracts. Maybe you can go find someone else's problem for a year. Three, you are in the AFC East. Again, Jets. So you've got that going for you. And four, I'm surprised you didn't invoke the Ryan Poles and whatever, you know, the Bears didn't do right in the Justin Fields trade market you had in your head that was so robust like Candyland.
I'm telling you, man, I'm thinking Jets now. I'm thinking Jets, 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 Jets. It's so exciting. It's so exciting. I'm so excited.
Only it isn't.
Y'all excited. We might
only it isn't.
We might win the division now by three or four games. We might have a clinch by Thanksgiving.
What's exciting about your season being over before it starts?
Speaking of
wide receiver rooms, when Mike Williams going to be available?
That's last year.
Oh, look what I did there.
Just like in basketball, successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers, make the winning play, head to your local Tractor Supply store today. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live at the TireRack.com studios. Hey, we have declarations coming up. Guess who has said, I've had enough of college. I am heading to the pros. That's next right here. Jason and Mike, this is Fox Sports Radio. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs, and never hearing back? Call the Bills. They need wide receivers. Job openings vanishing into thin air? Well, what if with just one connection you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com. That's expresspros.com.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sports books today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and
drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
The Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge is live. See the standings, get rules now at foxsportsradio.com. Two winners get the ultimate college sports trip for two with Graduate Hotels, sponsored by Tractor Supply and Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay. Right now, Giants and Dodgers 1-1, top of the third inning. The Dodgers looking for another victory on their way to, what, 110, 112, 115 wins this year?
Yeah, what's the updated over-under?
Yeah, I think it's at 115. I think that's where we're at now.
All the way up to that high.
Yeah. No, because you – and the Dodgers are making things interesting. Like, we're going to play Max Muncy at third base a lot. You know, we're going to make things fun.
We're in the first full week of the season. Let's have a bullpen game. Yeah, all of those kind of things.
Yeah, why not? So we'll keep you updated on this game. But – earlier today, big story is we steam towards the weekend and the Final Four for the women and the men. And Angel Reese has declared for the WNBA.
Knicks, yo.
Are you coming around to my me telling you that the WNBA is coming to a new level, whether you agree with it or not? I told you Caitlin Clark is going to have that Magic and Larry effect on the WNBA relative to the sport. Right? The WNBA has been a really cool summer league for a while, and it's had some stars, and it's doing very well. Caitlin Clark and her star power is going to take it to the next level. And what that's going to do is you're going to then buy in on all the other stars. Angel Reese is coming into the WNBA. Already, the rivalry has already existed. It's like Magic and Larry when they came in. Hey, the rivalry is already here. Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. It's already jumping in wherever she winds up getting taken. Likely Caitlin Clark is going to go number one overall to Indiana. So this is how it's going to go. The WNBA is coming to a new level of relevancy and highlights, whether you really think it's going to happen or not, because it takes advantage of a great spot in the calendar when we're still basketball mad coming off the tournaments, coming off the NBA finals, free agency. Here comes summer league. And oh, by the way, here's a WNBA. And oh, yeah. Hey, Angel Reese is playing Caitlin Clark tonight. Caitlin Clark is playing tonight. What's it going to be? This is going to be the big basketball explosion in women's basketball that we've been waiting for. Already, women's college hoops, hey, it's up there with everybody else. It's up there with the big boys. It is a major sport. It's no longer, hey, it's a great women's sport. No, it's past that now. It is a great big-time sport that we're going to talk about that is part of the everyday currency we have in conversation. And this is what's going to happen now to the WNBA, which needs it. Because, look, the NBA doesn't have a rivalry like Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark. They need something. Like, they would love to have something like that. They don't. And here comes Angel Reese, who is very polarizing. You can love her, you can dislike her, and it doesn't matter. Same thing with Caitlin Clark. She can be polarizing too. You can love her, you can dislike her. You can't deny her talent. You can't deny what she's meant to the game. Angel Reese to a lesser extent, but still, really big deal. She goes to the WNBA. I'm telling you, this is what the WNBA has been waiting for, and this is what for a long time. They've been waiting for college basketball to really become the sport, and now the vapor trail that it's going to have is going to carry the WNBA along with it.
Yeah, I think you just got enough names that people know from these last couple of years. I mean, look at Caitlin Clark's going to go to Indiana, and Aaliyah Boston, you know, from last year is out there with Indiana. Rookie of the year, had a big year. So, you know, you're starting to get these names and that momentum flowing, and you've seen some of it through the years, and now it's how much can you carry over? Well, Angel Reese deciding to declare, I mean, is a big deal, right? You know, if she'd gone back to school for another year, maybe you take a little bit off the WNBA momentum. And again, you know, your Larry Magic effect, you know, it's the hyperbolic statement, because now we're talking about levels, right? And for the WNBA, it's trying to get and stay on the map as opposed to, you know, here's a couple of outlier matchups or events that captivate the attention. Here, it's you want folks to watch the whole year, right? And that's more the statement you're making here. And it's for the WNBA, we've certainly seen some big stars go in with some fanfare. This... I'm curious to see how it works, right? You know, obviously in Indiana they'll sell out. In Las Vegas they've already announced they've sold out. So you've got a couple of the franchises that are having big pushes. And certainly this weekend's events with the women's Final Four, you get more star power with Clark and Becker's getting after it and go forward from there. But Angel Reese, yeah, you saw all the headlines and all the big thought pieces and folks looking for giant salivating headlines out of it, Jason, right? You know, from the other day, the tearful post game and some of the charges, you know, thrown back on media and such. Like, well, no, I mean, if you're brash, then you own it, and in defeat you own it. So that was one of the things that, you know, became a kind of an issue. And like we talked about heading into that big matchup, you know, the Ben Bolch comments and idiocy aside, you know, you got folks that are more amped up to watch these battles than most of the men's games, because all the top draft picks, they're coming from Europe.
Yeah, look, and that's really what people forget is basketball is about stars, right? Like, all sports are about stars, but basketball specifically are about the individual stars. The NFL, they promote the teams, and the stars come organically. Basketball is about stars, and Caitlin Clark is a super-duper star, and Angel Reese is a big star, not quite Caitlin Clark, obviously, but, and Paige Beckers is a... Basketball's about stars, and when stars are doing things, we're going to pay attention. Like, this is what the league's been waiting for so long. I mean, it's Caitlin Clark is going to bring everybody along with her to the WNBA women's basketball and watch what happens.
Next, yeah.
Now to this sport. Hey, I'd take Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese right now with all the injuries.
They're both healthy and ready to play. One can get the boards. The other can work with Brunson on dishing the rock.
Jason Smith, Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. We'll have more college hoops coming up, but straight ahead, how good was the Stephon Diggs trade for the Texans? The answer might surprise you.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. And, you know, we're going to get to the NBA, a big story out tonight coming up in a second, but just a little bit more on the Texans trade for Stephon Diggs first, because, look, you know, a few minutes ago we talked about it. You like the trade. I like the trade. I don't love it because I told you Stephon Diggs is not the same guy. You can't say, what a great move by the Texans. Here's a Stephon Diggs touchdown from 2021. Okay, no, you can't do that. You get the guy that showed last year. Maybe he's slowing down. But I do like the trade.
I need the guy that wanted to be there the first half of the season.
Yeah, but is suddenly that guy going to be – all of a sudden things? Everything is better? Everything is there?
I don't know. He's away from Joe Brady.
Yeah,
maybe he didn't like Josh Allen anymore. Maybe he hated the cold of Buffalo.
You're also away from a system that you were great in, right? Now you're coming to a system where you're competing for targets with guys that are younger and that demand the football, and that already C.J. Stroud has a big relationship with. That's why I like the trade. I don't expect his impact to be over the top. I expect it to be a good impact because, like I said, you have to account for him. He's still good enough where you can't just put a guy on him. No, you have to account for him. So it's going to help. But the one thing I'll tell you after today, there is no team that's going to be a trendier Super Bowl pick this year than the Texans.
Oh, sure.
And I, you know, and here's the thing. I want to look and poke holes in it, and I'd love to, but I don't know that I can. You look at what they did this year. They bring in Joe Mixon. Suddenly, they need a running back, right? They brought in Joe Mixon. Great. Hunter, Autry, Okuda, Al-Shaair, Tank Dell coming back. They went and got guys they needed because they saw, hey, our window is open now.
Yeah.
It is open now. C.J. Stroud's on his rookie deal. This is when we go get guys. Jerry Jones is saying, well that's kind of all in. That's what somebody else would do a title, all in. But in Dallas, all in just means for me, we're not signing anybody. But the all in, like that's what I would say. That's in that. Like if I was playing poker with D'Amico Ryans and he's okay, and I'd say, he said, I'm all in, he'd push all his chips to the middle. And I would say, I'm all in, and I'd say, I'm ready to cash out. And I'd just take my my chips away, and I walk away. That's me being all in. And he's all in putting them in. I'm all in leaving. Like, this is exactly what you would expect a team to do, knowing that, hey, let's take advantage of this quarterback window, because we're not just good. Like, it'd be one thing is, hey, you know, the Houston Texans, you know, they were good. They were fine. No, this is a playoff team that shows, hey, our quarterback is terrific. We're going to get this thing right bleeping now. And yeah, they're going to be trendy. They're going to be the big Super Bowl pick by a lot of people. And I again, I'd love to disagree and say, hey, maybe somebody else. But looking at all the moves they made this offseason, it's hard to say, no, they're not. They play in an easy division. They could wind up being the number one seed in the AFC because it's going to be easiest for them. They'll probably have the Jets might have an easier path now because all the teams in the AFC East now stink. But you know, they could. You look at that division, and this could be where, hey, not only do the Texans win, they win it easy, and the road to the Super Bowl goes through Houston. I could see it.
Right now they are the seventh favorite on several sports books. And you're looking at the 49ers, Lions, and even the Cowboys, which means just some early money on the Cowboys is really all that means. It's kind of like the Cubs used to be. Why are the odds so low? It's like, yeah, because the Chicago people went out there for vacation and, you know, extending their spring training run and wagered a lot of money. Wait for it to even out. 49ers, Chiefs, Ravens, Bills, Lions, Cowboys are the only teams with better, lower odds than the Texans, followed directly thereafter by the Bengals, Eagles, and the Packers. There you go. But yes, I would imagine a lot of money starts flowing in based on this move. And again, the easy path going through that division.
Yeah, I mean, look, technically, could you think that, okay, the Jaguars are going to be better? Yeah, but they're really not, because we've seen the years of Trevor Lawrence, and we know this is kind of who they are.
He turns the ball over too damn much.
Yeah, and he's not dynamic. It's not like, you know, he doesn't put 35 touchdowns on the board every year. Could the Colts be better with Anthony Richardson? Yeah, but you're talking about a guy whose style of play saw him hit the injured list, and he was out for the year after a couple of games, right? So, I mean, it's hard to sit here and say, okay, yeah, I could see them being better, but, wow, the Texans should be favored in every game they play against everybody in that division. And when you can take care of your division and you can walk out of there and say, hey, 6-0, man, that's it, good luck. I mean, this is how you wind up with home field advantage all the way through the playoffs.
Yeah, this is where, you know, it gets fun, though. In the wake of the trade, what are the ripple effects, right, as we look at odds today and we look at the squads as constituted now? But does T. Higgins get traded? Does Ayuk get traded? Justin Jefferson, one of the guys from Seattle. Like, there's so many names that potentially could still get moved as we get closer and closer to the draft, because don't forget, that thing's only just a couple of weeks away now. And people, at least for a moment, will have to leave the Bears front office alone.
877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. If you miss any of our show, don't worry. You can get the best of podcast. It goes up right after the show is over on iTunes. You can use the iHeartRadio app. Wherever you listen to podcasts, you can get it. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Download, rate us, subscribe. We'll love you forever and ever and ever again. Wherever you listen to your podcast, iTunes, doesn't matter. You get the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Thank you for all your continued support. Mike and I love putting this content out for you, as we've been doing for a long time now, continuing wanting to do this every single day. We love it. Thank you so much for your support. Meanwhile, tonight we saw another win, another chance for a team to get a big victory where we go, okay, are we really believing in them now? Because the Lakers walked into Washington, and like most teams do, they came out with a victory.
You know, this Alec guy is a quick study.
You know.
That was,
you know,
Billy Mack and Stu, Lakers TV.
You know, Tyson, I was going to say, right up until that moment, I missed you the last couple of weeks.
I missed you.
And now it's back. No, now it's
really?
Back. Really? Yeah, now it's back.
I thought you missed me having fun.
I don't. Well, your definition of fun and my definition of fun are two different things.
That's true.
That's kind of two different things. But while the fail Mary, of course, and I will say it was nice not to hear the fail Mary for the last couple of weeks.
Okay.
That was nice. We did not hear that. This is how tonight's game ended for Anthony Davis and the Lakers. A huge night for AD, and another win for the Lake Show.
Davis. Leave it to AD to put it away for good. As he comes out to block the shot, they're not even going to foul him, and the game is over. So a small scare.
at the end, but the Lakers prevail, and they move 11 games over 500.
That was Billy Mack on the Lakers TV network. 125-120. They had a big lead going to the fourth quarter. The Wizards ate away at it. AD with a big block at the end. Part of a 35-18-3 block night for him. LeBron at 25-9-7. So it was a big night for the Lakers. All five starters in double figures. And now it's kind of crazy. It doesn't seem fair that you look at the Lakers who are 11 games over 500. Wow, let me get, and still they're sitting around. We're stuck in the play-in round, right? You're 11 games over 500, and you're stuck in the play-in round. Meanwhile, the Atlanta Hawks are in the play-in round in the East, and they're four games under 500, as are the Bulls. So, I mean, this is where you're going to get, hey, it's not really fair. We need more teams coming out of the different. Let's get rid of the conferences. Let's realign so the best teams all make the playoffs. But really, It does not really look fair when you're saying the Lakers at 44-33 would be comfortably in the sixth spot in the East.
Well, they're instead, not in the East.
You know, they're not.
It's too damn bad.
It is weird to see it. But with this push by the Lakers, I can give you the future for the Lakers both short and long term, right, this season. Because yep. I'll tell you exactly how this is going to go. They will have another terrific playoff run because they are putting it together at the right time. They are gelling at the right time, mm-hmm. kind of like last year, right? We're seeing it last year. They'll get out of the play-in round because I have confidence in them getting out. I mean, look, they're two games out of the seventh spot right now with only five left, but I have a lot of confidence the Lakers will get out of this. And so they get out. Now you're talking about 1-8 in the West. And look, that play-in round is going to be awesome in the Western Conference, boy, I'll tell you what. But they'll get out and they'll have a good run because they'll wind up playing a team like Minnesota off the top who is going to be incredibly ripe because they're young, being in this position. Same thing with Oklahoma City and the Lakers. I can see LeBron and AD winning a series here. I can see him winning the second round depending where the teams finish. But eventually it's going to end for them. And it will end for them likely when they have to play the Nuggets or in the Western Conference Finals, right? Again, we're still waiting to see where everybody's going to finish. You don't know how it's going to go. But if you can say where the Lakers season is going to go, yes, they'll get out of the play-in round. They'll win a round or two. It's going to be exciting. But eventually they'll fall short. Why? Because this is what happens to older teams when they get deeper into the playoffs. They just don't have it anymore. And LeBron certainly will be somebody who slows down. It's what happened to the Lakers last year. Everything was great. Lakers hit that Nuggets series and suddenly good luck. It was the Nuggets were teaching you how to play basketball. It happens with older
teams.
Yeah,
but it was a competitive sweep.
It was a competitive sweep. Yes.
More flowery language on a sweep than you'll ever see in your life.
Thank you.
Michael Malone was very complimentary of the Lakers during it. Why are you talking about us? The Lakers lost the game. But that's how it goes. And look, and it's not like Anthony Davis is going to fall off the map. But, you know, look, he's got a lot of minutes. You know, he's going to have to go through the grinder of the playoff. His effectiveness eventually is going to wane a little bit. And the Lakers just aren't good enough right now, even with the support players. Say, hey, we can get past the fact that our best players are older and they're not going to be as effective. It's why a team like the Suns, when they get deeper in the playoffs with Kevin Durant and Chris Paul, it's going to be very difficult for them, right? The Warriors, going to be tough for them to even get out of one round. Why? Because all their players are older as well. So if that's the short term for the Lakers, the long term is they're going to come out of this year and say, okay, we tried it 2 years ago, and we got all the way to the finals. We brought in a really good supporting cast, and that's worked. But what the Lakers are going to find they need is they're going to need that third star. Not many teams are going for that third star now. It's, hey, we have two stars. We can fill in around them. But when your stars are 32 and 39, you need that younger star that can come in and play a lion's share of the minutes and take big shots and be a big three. The Lakers need a big three. And they're going to do everything they can in the offseason to get that third star. No player off this bench is going to be off limits, and they shouldn't be. Because you're deep enough where if you have to trade a couple of guys, it'll work. it'll be okay. You can, because you're replacing them with a star, and you can get a guy to be the fourth guy off the bench, and you know, just because he's not as good as what you had this year, it's okay, because you need that third star that's going to get you through the playoffs. So the Lakers are going to see this. They're going to play really well. They'll eventually go home because their top players are too old, and they'll realize in the offseason, we got to get a younger star. That's going to be the thing for us as we near the end of the LeBron James era, which probably has a couple of years left to it. And AD, we got to help him a little bit out. I'll take a little bit of the pressure off him as well, so they're not playing all these minutes. And that's going to be the short and long term for the Lakers.
Yeah, but short term, obviously, once you get to the playoffs, you're helped by the fact that you will have more off days. And because you are the Lakers, you'll have some stuff scheduled that'll give you a little bit of advantages, as it were, right? You're one of the marquee plays so long as you're hanging around. It's just how quickly do you run into Denver that's just been waiting on the playoffs for much of the year, right? I mean, what's the incentive to race out and extend your minutes and everything else? So you've had, you know, some absences. For the Lakers, D'Angelo Russell, Austin Reeves, night to night, one or both of those guys are going to have to show up in a big way. Now they've gotten healthy. You've gotten some good returns. Rui Hachimura has been a fine player for them this year. And some of those other guys coming back off injury maybe give you a little depth. And maybe you can steal a minute or two here and there for your bigs, i.e. James and Davis. But they're only going to go as far as their bodies carry them for this year. And yeah, obviously going forward, LeBron, beyond the Bronny, I don't know where that came from, comments about transferring. The other thing was, hey, 1 to 2 years, you know, I don't have 21 left. Ha ha ha. All of those fun things. But yeah, you got to figure out how to make the money work to go bring in one of these other younger stars that are looking for greener pastures, or perhaps to just jump on to the Laker gold for at least a season or two before cashing in on another big deal.
Twitter at How About a Fresca Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Now, just like in basketball, successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings heart and hustle, and that's what sets them apart from the rest. So, lace up your sneakers, make the winning play, and head to your local Tractor Supply store today. So, this is short, long-term for the Lakers. How about the short, long-term of what happened tonight in the world of sports? Brian Fenley's got that for us right now with What's Trending. BF.
Yeah, Jason, hey. And Mike, we're excited, obviously, for the NCAA tournament, Final Four, men and women's side. And for UConn, this according to multiple outlets right now, the men's basketball team, look, we've seen airplanes run into mechanical issues in the news as of late. Here's another story of that happening. UConn, obviously, with the Final Four in Phoenix, was supposed to take off in Connecticut around 6 o'clock Eastern time this evening. That's been pushed back about 5.5 hours because of the mechanical issues, which led to staffing issues. And they were also looking for a big enough plane to fit the travel party. All of these things are now running into what is a real reality in the fact that UConn is not going to arrive until 2 a.m. Pacific Coast time. So 2 a.m. local time in Phoenix tomorrow, as in Thursday. What a start to the Final Four festival activities for them, but good to hear that they will eventually be landing here shortly. As far as what's happening in the NBA, we've got one game that is still in progress, and it's the Suns, and they are terrorizing the Cavs 82-66 midpoint of the third quarter. Devin Booker with 24 points. The Lakers overcome the Wizards 125-120, while the Celtics bamboozle the Thunder 135-100. The Celtics put up a glowing 42 points in the fourth quarter. Speaking of a team putting up 42 points in the fourth quarter, that's what the Timberwolves did on the way to their onslaught of the Raptors 133-85. The Grizzlies decked the Bucks 111-101. That game happened to be in Milwaukee. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 21.7 rebounds and 8 assists. The Magic score another win. This one on the road against the Pels, 117-108. Paolo Banchero north of 30 points in the contest. Major League Baseball, just one game this evening that is still up and running. That would be the Dodgers, 4-1 in their favor against the Giants. Giants are batting. They've got runners on second and third with one out here in the sixth, looking to cut into that deficit. Notable marquee wins that have already wrapped up in games that have gone final, of course. The Angels with 12 hits and a 10-2 win against the 0-7 Marlins. By the way, all seven of those losses have been at home. The Orioles win in walk-off fashion with a two-run single in the bottom of the ninth, thanks to James McCann on the way to a 4-3 win against the Royals. So the O's are 4-2. The Rangers are 4-2 as well after toppling the Rays 4-1. Yankees victorious 6-5 against the Diamondbacks. That was in 11 innings. Red Sox victorious. Reds as well. So were the Guardians. Padres, got to make sure we mention them. The Cubs and the Astros got wins as well. And back to two guys whose two teams didn't play. Both rained out, postponed. White Sox and Braves, that one was postponed. Makeup on June 27th. And the Mets and Tigers postponed. They'll do a doubleheader tomorrow. And my goodness, as I send it back to Jason Smith and Mike Harmon, your teams are a combined 1 win and 8 losses on the year so far.
Thank you, Brian Fenley, for stuff that we all knew. Appreciate that.
Well, that's what we
didn't
here.
Lose today, Fenley.
That's a win. That's
a win today.
That's a win today.
Hey, how long did it take? Because I saw this the other day, Harmon. How long did it take the White Sox to get a runner in scoring position? Right, because weren't they the last team in Major League Baseball to get a runner in scoring? It took like 3 games to get a runner there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But you know what I got? I got 300 advertisements for the Campfire Milkshake in the interim. You know, we may not have a runner get past first base, but you know what? If you get to the concessions now, only $350 a day, you can get your Campfire Milkshake.
Oh. Exit out by DeFresca, exit Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Coming up next, one sport is in such dire trouble, one of the best players says people are losing interest in it fast. Wait, what? That's next right here. Jason and Mike Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.